It's February 2022 and this is video number 306. The governments in the UK have all approved child murder and are now offering toxic experimental jabs to children aged 5 to 11 years old. Children must stay home from school when it's windy, lest they be hit by a flying leaf. But they must wear masks, which will do absolutely no good at all, but which will ruin their physical and mental health. And they're going to be jabbed with a poison that has, according to the United Kingdom government's undeniable official figures produced by the MHRA, killed 1,996 people and resulted in 1,445,836 adverse reactions at the last count. And the real danger is yet to come with unknown long-term side effects. Having murdered thousands of adults around the world, they're now moving on to the little children. The drug they have approved for small children has been proven without any doubt to be unnecessary and deadly when given to older children and adults. If you doubt that, take a look at any of the dozen videos I've made explaining exactly why the COVID-19 jabs aren't safe to be used as landfill and why I believe that the gullible idiots who've agreed to be jabbed should never be allowed to give blood again to blood donor services. The evidence proving that these toxic experimental drugs were never fit for purpose has been available since 2020. That's well over a year ago. I made a video at the end of 2020 in which I pointed out that the American government recognised that the COVID-19 jabs could cause a massively long list of dangerous and deadly side effects. I've lost count of the number of videos and articles on the jabs I've produced after that, all pointing to yet more evidence proving that they're deadly and unnecessary and of use only to the drug companies making them. And yet, despite the evidence, governments continue to promote the stuff and advisers continue to claim that there are no risks. Worse still, media doctors all over the world have lined up to collect money from TV stations, newspapers and governments to endorse products which they must have known were about as safe as bungee jumping without the elastic band. Were all those people appearing in government ads paid to promote the jabs, or did they do it because they didn't know? Were the jab advocates really that greedy for a bit of fame and money and the chance of an MBE or a knighthood? So prepared that they were happy to ignore the evidence and act as drug pushers for corrupt governments and an always, forever corrupt drug industry. Everywhere you look, there have been journalists and commentators pushing these products. YouTube's been full of them, with someone called John Campbell, one of the most prolific and successful. I don't know how many videos he's made promoting the most poisonous gunk ever produced, but it must be measured in hundreds, with hundreds of millions watching the damn things. He's been making videos for years, apparently, but started to get huge viewing figures during COVID. The United Nations said he was a wonderful tool against misinformation. Well, I don't think they actually called him a tool, but something like that. I don't know what he earns from the adverts, because I've never monetized a video, but I gather that it's possible to earn $4 per thousand views. With a million views a day, that would be $4,000 a day or $1.5 million a year. I'm banned from even accessing YouTube, but I expect Campbell's still there. And Campbell, of course, isn't a medical doctor, and he never has been. He got a PhD from the University of Bolton. And then there's Devi Sridhar, the chair, who is still around and pontificating. Yesterday she said she thought it bizarre that social media gives equal credibility to random influencers versus experts with training and work and field experience. Absolutely right, Sridhar. The only thing she's ever said that makes sense. Has she ever removed an appendix, for example? When I was young and used to be able to go and watch cricket matches, there were invariably calls for a doctor to go to the back of such and such stand or the pavilion. If the call was for a doctor to go to the pavilion, there would always be half a dozen blokes there before me, all academics. Three would have PhDs in music, two would have a PhD in maths, and one would have a PhD in theology. "Oh, we didn't know you wanted a medical doctor," they'd say. In July 2021, I made a video entitled How Many Children Will Die Because of This Woman? The woman, of course, was Sridhar, no more a medical doctor than my beloved chair. I said she was one of the most dangerous women on planet Earth and that she made the evil queen in Snow White look benevolent and warm-hearted. I made two or three videos about her lies on the BBC. This is what Sridhar said then. The benefit of getting the vaccine is that you don't need to worry about COVID-19. It means you're likely to not infect your parents, the people you live with, and your teachers, close quotes. This is what she said about the side effects, open quotes. Some children experience similar side effects to adults. These include fatigue, having a headache, feeling generally unwell, but these clear within a day or two, and it seems a small price to pay for actually being protected from a real disease, close quotes. That's what she said. My videos are still there on BNT. Back in December 2020, we knew that the COVID jabs could cause myocarditis, blood clotting problems, strokes, and much more. There's now a whole library of information about the dangers of these toxic jabs. Personally, I think Sridhar should have been arrested, charged, tried, and sent back. Let's start a campaign to have her thrown out of the country. We've got enough homegrown, arrogant, ignorant loonies. I'd love to debate with her, but I don't think she'd dare. None of them has the guts to stand up and debate COVID. Maybe I could challenge her to a duel, swords or pistols. Incidentally, someone said that my challenge to Witty and Sage was not a good idea because I might lose the debate. Well, I'm not yet senile, and I knew they would never have the balls to debate with me. I wanted to prove that they knew the science is against them. But in the days when I was allowed to debate stuff on TV, I never lost one. And if they'd agreed to debate, I'm darn certain I wouldn't lose this one. How could I? Every bit of scientific evidence in existence proves that COVID is a fraud and that the jabs were never necessary or safe. They're poisons with a purpose. I don't know whether Sridhar can read or not, but if she can, she should look at the evidence. Around 2,000 deaths from these damned jabs in the UK alone. The reports from America and other countries are equally terrifying, and we have not yet seen the medium and long-term problems. I know of only two medically qualified British doctors who've been making their own videos in the UK since 2020 and are still making them, myself and Dr. Colin Barron. There may be more, and there are other doctors who've spoken out and done interviews, but Campbell isn't one of them. And I wonder how many people who believed him knew that. He is, I believe, a qualified nurse and a teacher of nurses. He has a PhD in nursing. So he's just the man I'd go to show me how to turn down the corners when making a nice, neat bed. Incidentally, I know many brave nurses have criticised the COVID jabs. But what has Campbell been doing, handing out information about the COVID jabs to hundreds of millions of people? I'd like to know how much he's earned over the last couple of years from adverts. And how many people believed him and got jabbed? I'm banned even from accessing YouTube, but I bet he's still there talking about COVID. And that tells you everything you need to know. Everyone with brain tissue and any medical training should have known from the beginning that these damn things were not safe. But anyone who said they weren't safe lost their YouTube channel. Any real medical doctor giving one of these jabs to a small child, more vulnerable and developing than adults, should be struck off, defrocked, and hung, drawn, and quartered before being arrested and thrown into prison for life. The same goes for any parents allowing their small child to be jabbed with this experimental poison. Fact checkers, by the way, might like to know that a poison is defined as a substance that, when introduced into a living body, causes illness or death. The COVID jabs are known to cause illness or death, and they are therefore poisons. We have to fight this together. Injecting poison into children is as bad as anything Mengele ever did. It is evil beyond comprehension, and we all have to fight it together. I'm tired of the constant abuse from those, for example, who don't believe in germ theory. Maybe they'll put aside their irrelevant hatred of the germ theory for a moment and just concentrate on the important stuff, the prospective jabbing of young children. Incidentally, here are a few simple questions for those who deny the existence of germ theory and who really might like to think a bit. No one has questioned the medical establishment for longer than I have, but these people insist on threatening me with simple abuse and with physical violence because I've tried to share the facts about COVID. Without the germ theory, how do these people explain why people in Broad Street in London stopped dying of cholera in the 19th century when Dr. John Snow took the handle off the water pump? How do they explain why so many people with infections get better if you give them antibiotics and die if you don't? Why do fungal and vaginal skin infections disappear when antifungal cream is applied? Why was Typhoid Mary such a threat? Would you be happy to be operated on by a surgeon who sharpened his knife on the sole of his shoe, as they used to do? How come smallpox was conquered not by vaccines, as the drug companies would have you believe, but by quarantine? Why did operating theatre mortality rates decline when surgeons started to wash their hands? What about Semmelweis? This is not a time for distracting academic discussions about theories. This is a time for fighting for the children. The bottom line is that unless they decide to give five-year-olds the right to decide whether or not they are jabbed, which they might well do, of course, they can't jab the children unless doctors agree to give the jabs and parents allow them to do so. Before the jabbing of children starts, I expect we'll hear the usual garbage from Sridhar, the BBC and the rest of them. But they can't jab the children unless we all keep quiet and let them. We have to come together on this to save the children. Before I was officially downgraded to conspiracy theorist, I was for 50 years considered an expert on iatrogenesis and drug side effects, and I can honestly think of only one reason to give the COVID-19 jabs to children aged 5 to 11. To kill them. We know the COVID jabs kill and maim in the short and medium term, but we have no idea what harm they do in the long term. No one can tell you that. Dr. Witty can't tell you what long-term dangers there are, nor can Dr. Fauci, nor can Sridhar or Nurse Campbell. Share this video, please, widely and urgently. Encourage parents to keep their children safe from this mortal threat. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Please subscribe to my channel on Brand YouTube and spread my videos about on other platforms such as BitChute. My thanks to everyone who does this. Please do translations too. For fun, put videos on YouTube and see how long they last. I'm banned from all social media, by the way, so stuff that's in my name on Telegram, for example, is fake. For the record, this channel has not been monetized. None of my videos ever has been, because I don't want ads on or around my videos. There are no ads, no sponsors, and no requests for funds on videos or websites, thanks to BNT and Mohammed, but for the platform. Don't forget to watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing videos, which are always pertinent and always entertaining. Please visit my own websites, vernoncolman.org and vernoncolman.com. There are free books and articles and new stuffs added most days. Finally, though it may feel like it at times, please remember that you're not alone. More and more people are waking up, and once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. If we're going to win this war, then we have to fight it with passion, with determination, and with the truth. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.